everybody, and hi. Welcome to the podcast. This is Mike.
This is Aaron.
And we have a great show lined up for you today, as we always do.
In episode 13.
Yes.
I can't do
it. We always have to say the episode number.
Yeah, because they might be confused.
This is episode 13.
Because they can't read the title of the podcast or the trailer.
Right. This is the unlucky episode, if you are into that.
Yeah.
We
are not into that.
When I was looking at the plane setup for my flight tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is yesterday, or this morning, for the people listening.
Okay.
They still don't have a row 13.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Like, I didn't even know that was gone.
That's archaic.
I knew the floors in the hotel. I didn't know flight.
Yeah. It's 11, 12, 14.
Happy days.
That's ridiculous. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. Let's talk about soda today. We don't have anything to update on the site, do we? Or do we?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, well then, I guess we'll get into our beverage of the day.
What we got today, Mike?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Let's turn them around.
This is...
something stuck to my bottle. It's not soda-related.
Great. Delicious, vintage, handcrafted, sweetened with pure cane sugar, Americana black cherry.
This...
It's a long name.
One, looks like a Jack Daniels logo, kind of.
Sorta. I can see that.
And two, it looks like it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, if you hold it up to the light, it is red.
Wow.
Which is good because, you know,
black it's cherry and all. I really enjoy, even though this is a simple logo, this makes me really think it's going to be a very rich cherry taste.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's actually the pink background that does it.
Okay.
And not the cherries themselves.
They are focused on the taste rather than the looks.
It has carbonated water. Cane sugar, dark, sweet cherry extract.
That's right, ladies. Dark, sweet cherry extract.
Citric
we
acid.
Should have did this for Valentine's.
Natural, yeah, we should. Natural and artificial flavors. Natural color. Do you need to list natural color as an ingredient?
Maybe you do. Maybe people will be like, oh, they forgot to totally put the dye or something.
And sodium benzoate.
Yeah, evil sodium
a
benzoate.
A preservative.
That's what it says it is. A little story on the side.
What's
which
that?
Which is great.
Because oh, it's a story.
The era of soda popery began in the early 1900s. Early soft drinks or tonics were brewed in a variety of flavors. Our extracts and flavor ingredients are brewed to duplicate the authentic production methods of yesteryear. We think this method creates the most flavorful soda. Enjoy well chilled. Cheers! Well, we are... it is well chilled.
Yeah, I like the words poppery and yesteryear.
Yep, yesteryear is always good. Great. OrcaBeverage.com.
Yeah, we visited it on the last episode.
While it's still chilled.
I'm going to upend it.
Yeah. A lot of sediment, right?
I don't know.
No. Nice red cap, by the way.
Yeah, it's boring.
It smells good. It doesn't smell as...
The bottle's dirty.
Sorry.
Has the textured lip, of
yes.
course.
Good job. This is the new thing.
It does smell.
It doesn't smell very cherry to me.
It smells kind of like a rose.
I have the song "The Rose" in my head now.
Kiss fire.
No, not kiss fire.
I know that's the one that was in my head.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I can't delve into your head and sing.
Well, you didn't explain yourself. You just started singing. I really want to drink this, so I'm going.
Okay, let's go for it. Totally.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. The end.
See, good night, everybody.
You can email us. No, it's very flavorful.
Yeah, I guess most black cherries are a little more powerful than this in the flavor department. But
I disagree with that.
Well, I will say this one's tart. This is slightly tart compared to other black cherries.
I will agree with that.
Okay.
This is slightly tart to other black cherries. I still think it's pretty smooth.
See, I don't think it's smooth.
Because the tart?
It's got tart, bite.
It doesn't have much bite at all.
It's a little carbonation-y.
Whoa, what?
I think it has a little bit more carbonation than I'm accustomed to in a black cherry. I'll be honest, though, and I know this goes against rules that I don't follow, but I usually have black cherry sodas with ice.
Wow.
Because that smoothens it more.
Smoothens
yes.
it.
Yes. You're welcome.
Webster.
And yeah.
George Papadopoulos.
I almost said, and Miriam. Like, they were two different.
Yeah, look at this. My hand is getting dirty.
Wow.
From the bottle.
Oh, look at mine.
Look.
Mine's not dirty.
See, look. Watch.
Oh, you know what?
What?
That
is
might
the
be
ink
the,
coming
yeah,
off?
Yeah, that's the ink. Because look, it's like wearing out. This is a very shoddily, yeah, I'm getting on mine. Wow.
This is like a joke bottle. Last week we talked about having a joke root beer. This is a joke
this
label.
Is. Here, drink this black cherry soda. Okay.
Now you have ink
now
all
hands
over your hand.
Yeah, hand
that's a point
ink.
Off.
Yep.
Man.
This is good, though. I do like it.
I do like it. I like it a lot. I like this better than an IBC black cherry.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's still a solid black cherry.
Yeah.
Help me. IBC.
Sorry.
I can IBC. No longer read the ingredients because it's on my fingers.
Incredible.
Yeah, we'll get back to this, though.
All right. I guess that sounds like a good idea.
See how I segued into the news?
Yep.
The news! The news! Here comes the news!
That'll make the trailer.
It's for our editor.
Oh, okay, great.
I planned it out for him.
I noticed someone, when we posted our last show, someone on Twitter, not naming names, but they put up the review score. I found that amusing.
Oh, I did see that. But I was like...
oh no, you're ruining the surprise.
They're nice folks, though.
Yes, they are. We're just kidding around with that.
Yeah. Oh, 5-2.
What?
That's who it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you just started speaking in code all of a sudden.
Or playing bingo.
Yeah. I'm not prepared. I gotta open my news.
What? And now we have to fill.
I didn't even get news, so I'm just gonna. If you folks at home don't mind, I'm just gonna take an hour or two here in silence and. Oh, here's some.
Why don't you make up some stories?
Okay. A talking dog who enjoys root beer.
Exodus?
Yes, named Exodus.
By the way.
Yes.
I don't know the news stories.
Oh, as usual.
As usual.
Yes, you do not know the stories.
Hermetically sealed.
Hermetically sealed. Child of four can plainly see.
What?
Child of four can plainly... That's the whole thing. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been sitting on a mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall... A number two mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall's porch since noon this morning. No one except you and your divine mystical ways.
Okay.
No, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
And then Ed McMahon would take a drink.
Yeah.
Booze.
All right. So, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Reed's joining forces with Jones Soda.
Okay.
This article is from the Los Angeles Business Journal. That's a city in California.
I've heard of them.
Okay, cool.
The city, not the business journal.
Right. Anyway... there is some competition now where someone else is trying to jump on the Jones bus.
Really?
Yes.
And purchase them?
Yes. I will read this to you after.
Should I be drinking so I can do a spit take? Or should I
no,
just...
No, it's not spit take worthy.
Okay.
Natural soda maker Reed's Inc. said Wednesday it has given Jones Soda, a Seattle acquisition target, the right to pursue another offer. That sounds very military.
That does. A Seattle
acquisition
say it again?
Target.
A Seattle acquisition target.
The Los Angeles company signed a letter of intent on March 9 to buy Jones Soda for $9.8 million. Jones, a maker of both sodas and energy drinks, would give Reed's, which specializes in ginger ales, a broader product line. However...
Wait. What do you mean a broader product line? I mean... Okay,
we would have more products.
One thing. Anybody who buys Jones is getting a broader product line.
Right.
What do you have? Oh, I have colas, and we have
maybe
apples,
they were
and
four.
We have tofurkey, and we have Brussels sprouts, and crazy drink mix number five. That
right.
should be a drink, by the way.
You can buy this Americana soda. This might be the one soda they have, and you expand your product line. I don't know.
I don't like that. Anyway, go
Sorry,
ahead.
English. However, on March 19th, Jones informed Reed it received an unsolicited proposal that it would like to pursue.
From Mary Bentonworth. Do you like me? Yes or no, Mary Bentonworth? Who is it?
Yes, no, circle one. Would like to pursue while continuing to have discussions with Reeds. The bidder was not disclosed.
Oh,
good timing in asking that question as to who it was.
Yeah.
Reed's founder and chairman, Chris Reed, said in a statement that it was still interested in acquiring with Jones, but that the merger was not a necessity for his company because the business is healthy and picking up momentum.
Watch out, everybody else, as Reed's comes snowballing over you.
He expects Reed's to reach profitability later this year, regardless of the merger.
Go Reed's. I root for them so hard.
I know. That's, yeah, they're good people. They are. Shares of Reed's rose 7 cents, or 4%, to close at 172 on the NASDAQ. Shares of Jones soared 36 cents, or 19%, to close at 71 cents.
I'm a millionaire!
Good for you. We told you.
Forget this.
We told you to buy stock.
And both of them.
We accept no responsibility to buy stock in any company. Moving along. On related news to what I just said, this is from CBS Market Watch.
Scroll up.
No.
Why are there two babies? There are two babies playing with blocks, and it says preparing for the worst. With a new baby in the house, thinking about death isn't fun. But a will is better than leaving decisions to a judge.
That's your feel-good story on CBS Market Watch.
Man.
This week.
That is such a happy picture, too.
Moving along. Related to what I just said before the babies, Jones Soda announced today it received a NASDAQ staff determination letter from the staff of the NASDAQ Stock Market Listing Qualifications Department, stating that the company had not regained compliance with the $1 per share minimum bid price. If you're on NASDAQ, you need to stay above a dollar per share.
Oh.
So we've probably heard this before with other companies. The one I always think of is Sirius. It has been under a dollar for a long time. And you can't be, but you can appeal it and kind of say, like, oh, we promise we'll be over a dollar soon. But if you can't get over a dollar, or they don't believe you or whatever, then...
I'm going to move the mic closer to you.
Okay. Why? Because I talk more.
You talk quietly.
Sorry. If only there was a way I could fix that. Anyway, so they either get delisted or they make an appeal and stay there longer. So, good luck.
Jones.
This is from The Street, which is...
Not a newspaper, literally The Street.
Yes.
We heard this in passing in an alleyway.
For such a cool name for a website, it's just financial news. Boring.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
You get the news called The Street and you expect some hardcore news. PepsiCo plans to stop selling full sugar soft drinks to primary and secondary schools worldwide by 2012.
Good for them. Didn't we do this story?
No.
Oh. Didn't we break this story?
We got this news first. So they
off
had,
the street.
They had already eliminated selling full sugar soft drinks in elementary schools, but now it's all schools everywhere. PepsiCo said drew up details of the plan following talks with the World Heart Federation in Geneva. The company, however, will still sell low-calorie beverages to schools, including fruit drinks, juices, and sports drinks such as Gatorade.
You know how you could have made this story way cooler?
By talking in a voice that sounds something like Kermit the Frog?
That would have been, yes, but no. You should have just gone, word from the street is PepsiCo is no longer selling sodas in high schools.
Right.
End of story.
That's not how I read the email.
Oh.
Or news. This is not email.
This is not email. The cake is a lie.
So I've heard. That, did I say that was from the street?
You did say that was from the street.
Moving along. In positive Pepsi, I can't think of a word for news that begins with P.
I'll be thinking of it.
Great. Then, yeah, instead of paying attention to the news, you think of that.
Okay.
This is from Hulick News. I don't believe that's real. PepsiCo to lower sodium in products. You are deep in thought.
I am. This. I'm listening to you, though.
All right. On Monday, PepsiCo, parent company of divisions such as Frito-Lay and Pepsi Soda, announced a 5-year plan to cut sodium by 25% in its products. Over the next 10 years, Pepsi has 2 additional goals: to cut the average added sugar in its products per serving by 25%, and to cut saturated fat, obviously that's for the Frito-Lay stuff,
yeah,
per serving by 15%. In addition, the company wants to add... In addition, the company wants to add, in addition to adding more
way to go,
more whole grains, low-fat dairy, fruits, and vegetables into its products.
Here's a popular Pepsi pertinent piece.
All right, that's good. It incorporates 2 words instead of 1.
Yep.
Good news.
What's the good news, Mike?
This is from wirelessgoodness.com.
What's the good... What?
Wirelessgoodness.com.
Okay.
There's 1,000,001 websites.
We're number 1,000,000.
Yep. That's about right. We won't talk about who's 1,000,001. Boom.
To nobody.
Inside joke. Hey, remember that a Coke machine that has 1,000,000,000 drinks in it?
Yeah, I remember
that.
Well,
guess what?
It's
real now.
What?
Anywho, after I clean that up, the Coca-Cola company passed this high-tech soda machine called the Freestyle through the FCC today.
Wait, is Freestyle spelled in a cool way?
Nope. It's just one word, Freestyle. Unlike soda dispensers that use heavy bags of soda syrup, the Freestyle uses concentrated soda cartridges. Users choose a drink from the Freestyle's touchscreen, and the machine automatically creates a drink.
It should play a song while it's doing that.
By mixing drink flavors with water and a sweetener. Okay, so when you look at this site, when you look at this article on our website, which is sodajerks.net, you will see a panel, like a graphic of what the touchscreen looks like.
Right, I'm looking at it.
On the machine. I'm picturing this. They look like little bubbles, and mm-hmm. I'm like imagining if they were moving around at a rate where it was really difficult to touch it.
That'd be fun.
Why can't I hit this Fanta? Oh no, I hit Sprite instead.
Why do I have Fresca? I hate Fresca.
Now I got water.
Water and Fresca.
I just paid $2.50 for water.
Welcome to Disney World.
And since Freestyle cartridges are highly... Did I read this yet? No, I didn't. Are highly concentrated, many cartridges can fit into a single Freestyle machine, giving users up to 104 carbonated and flat drink choices.
I would like to see how close it is to, like, syrup.
See if it...
Because that sounds interesting.
Users can even mix and match flavors to create Fanta-flavored iced tea, for example.
Freestyle.
And yes, the Freestyle rocks some wireless goodness with its RFID inventory system that automatically tracks what cartridges are in the machine. The device can also phone home to report stats to management. Wow.
I really don't think the phrase phone home should ever be written in an article.
Why?
Because it's an immediate ET reference. Did you tell me? Did you read that sentence and not think of ET?
No, I thought of ET.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like thinking about E.T.
I don't either. He's like all white and screaming. That bothers me. All
right. I don't like anything about E.T., but that's me.
Not even Reese's Pieces?
No, I don't like Reese's Pieces.
What?
I don't like Reese's Pieces.
My life is a lie.
I like peanut butter M&Ms. Reese's Pieces are just like...
You're lucky this is a family show.
Reese's Pieces is just like eating balls of... sugar-coated peanut butter, which sounds
just
good.
Just wait until the microphone is off.
be through my skull. The freestyle is, I'm not done yet.
This is Mike's last episode.
Is a great alternative to in-store soda dispensers that usually only have 5 to 10 flavors. Currently, Coca-Cola is testing the device in Southern California, Georgia, and Utah in establishments such as Burger King, Popeye's Subway. I don't think that's correct. Popeye's, Subway, Wendy's, and Sam's Club.
I was about to ask a really dumb question.
Yes.
Why is it going to be in Georgia?
Why is it going to be in Utah? Well, Southern California makes sense.
Georgia makes sense.
Yeah, it does. If I had to think about that.
Yeah.
At first...
By the way,
thought though,
Coke like, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia.
For folks at home. At first thought, though, you're like, Georgia.
Nothing against
We're
Georgia.
We're insulting everyone from Georgia.
I liked Georgia when I was there.
Well, la-dee-da.
Sorry. So you're insulting everyone from Georgia.
This seems to be
Go
replacing...
Go Georgia.
This seems to be replacing the articles where I... We used to do the police reports.
Yeah.
Now it's the people that make their own soda articles.
Okay.
From MLive. This is from MLive.com.
Or MLive.
Yeah.
Or MLive.
Go to MLive.com.
MLive.
This is... let's see. Kevin Ketchum's classic with a K, of course. Arcade. Appears to be a simple converted pole barn across a stretch...
Wait, what's a pole barn?
I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds like...
half strip club, yeah, half farm?
That's a good way to put it. Along a stretch of rural highway in Gobles, which I really wish was Gobbles.
I found a piece of a cookie on your carpet.
Awesome. Inside, local teenagers play unlimited retro games like Frogger and Pac-Man for a $5 flat rate.
And Tron.
And Tron.
Is this Flynn's?
Yes, this is Flynn's. I don't think Flynn did the... Flat rate. Oh, I think yeah. Flynn was like, no, you're paying per game, sucka. I'm going to make that money. And a row of coolers illuminate 130 varieties of pop in glass bottles, standing like a colorful glowing beacon for glass bottle purists.
Wow, I really want to go here. They have video games and soda.
Yeah, it sounds
that
like
sounds really cool.
I don't even know. Where's Kalamazoo?
Isn't that Michigan?
Yeah, it is, because here are a list of cities in Michigan. The M must, an M live or live or M live must be Michigan.
You know what Kalamazoo's good at? The Detroit's not?
Enjoying good root beers?
I was just going to say everything.
Okay. Oh, boom! A new addition to the Radiant display is Ketchum's Own Classic with a K. Root beer.
I can do without that.
Developed with the help of his 20-year friend, Tom Fuller, owner of Silver Kettle Corporation and brewing company, which may be better known as Old Hat Brewery and Grill. Two versions were made before the right flavor was found and released in January. Classic root beer is sweet and lightly carbonated with a smooth vanilla finish that somehow avoids the sour aftertaste some pops can leave behind. This could be due to the absence of high fructose corn syrup, since Classic is made with pure cane sugar. Ketchum's distaste for corn syrup is a reason he chose to specialize in glass-bottled pops, many of which are made with cane sugar.
I really like that whole idea.
Yeah.
I've always liked the idea of a soda-selling shop.
Yeah. This is
but
a,
the
this
fact
is
that you play...
Combined with arcade.
Which makes it intelligent.
Right.
That's cool.
Ketchum and Fuller also have a kiwi pop in the making. An early sample. I haven't really... You don't see a kiwi pop.
No.
An early sample of the green concoction had a sweet and tart flavor reminiscent of Smarties candy. They also may consider developing a cream soda. As I was reading this, I thought we should have an alternate version of the site called, like, the Pop Jerks. And we just re-edit everything to say pop. So every time we say soda, it's like, hi, welcome to the Pop Jerks, you know?
That'd be great.
For folks in Michigan and their backwards ways.
Except for that is what I like.
Kalamazoo.
I respect this man. Because I like his idea. He's making soda, which is cool. He's selling soda, which is
right.
Cool.
And it's
with arcades, which is cool.
Yeah.
Let's get Jenny J to work for us and do this.
I like the flat rate.
Yeah.
Who's going to turn that down?
Yeah.
Flat rate.
They come in,
soda.
Pay $10, You think that'd be a good flat rate?
Come for the soda, stay for the arcade.
Stay for the Frogger?
Yeah, stay for the Frogger.
Come for the soda, stay.
Kevin Ketchum's classic arcade in Kalamazoo.
He's even in a good town name for it.
I would like to make a suggestion.
Okay.
Kevin Ketchum's classic Cade.
Kevin Ketchum's classic
Cade? In Kalamazoo. Kevin Ketchum's classic Kalamazoo Cade.
I like it. Let's make that instead. Let's put it next door.
And then on the outside, to just it could, like, if it got real hip, it could just say K5.
No, I think it's
like
just
K and then the 5.
I think,
like,
if it got really hip, it would just be called Cade.
Yeah.
Because that's a hipper
name.
Or
the place.
Yeah. I really like that last story.
Like from Kids Incorporated.
It gave me hope.
Good.
But now
good.
I have ink all over
you.
My hands again. Because right. I picked up delicious vintage handcrafted sweetened with pure cane sugar Americana black cherry.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. This is the worst label ever in quality.
Well, yeah, it's in the whole bleeding on your hands thing. Wow. So, yeah, this is good.
What are you going to give it? What are you going to give this? I'll tell you what I'm going to give it, because you went first last time.
Okay.
I'm going to go buy a pack.
All right.
You know why I'm going to go buy a pack?
I don't know.
Because it's a solid drink.
Yes.
I say that a lot. That is like my go-to word. It's a solid drink with some bite.
Right.
That's me in every review I ever do. It's a solid drink. I like the black cherry flavor it has.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a black cherry on the market, what I would ever say buy a case. Because black cherry to me is a treat. It's not a drink with a meal kind of thing for me.
Yeah.
It might be a drink with a snack. It might be a drink with a snack, but not a meal.
Okay.
Like popcorn and black cherry is fine. If I had a case of this in my house, I'd be like, oh god, I gotta drink another black cherry. After like black cherry like number 8 or 9. But if I have a pack, okay. I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't want to drink all my black cherry.
Right.
Buy a pack.
Yeah.
Aaron.
I agree with buy a pack.
For all the same reasons.
Pretty much. Yeah. I have had better black cherries.
What were they?
One was that thing from Walgreens.
Oh, the,
I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that our listeners don't, but I do.
There was a review forthcoming of that and about 50 other things. But I do appreciate the, bite that this has, the sourness that it has. It's not as sour as that pomegranate we had a couple
No,
weeks
I'm getting
ago.
The sourness that you talked about now at the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because I upended
you upended it. Yeah.
When in doubt, upend. I'm going to make that a catchphrase.
Yeah, so this is a solid drink. no, I like it. Yeah, buy a pack. Buy a pack.
Buy a pack?
Yeah, buy a pack. It's good.
That's great. I'll do the wrap up, I guess. As it's
good.
Said,
do it. I'll continue enjoying my beverage.
You continue enjoying your beverage.
Ink all over my hands.
All right, please do.
Yep.
If you would like to listen to us, you already are. That's kind of weird. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, or you can go to zune.net and stream us off the internet. If you would like to be our friends, please go to twitter.com or facebook.com.
Yep.
/ the Soda Jerks. You can also watch this, or you can watch the trailers on youtube.com/
the
Soda Jerks.
Almost did the slash the wrong direction.
I don't know what I'm even doing with my hands.
Okay.
We have shirts available. Just go to thesodajerks.net and click on merchandise.
Thank you.
No problem. You will find 3 shirts there. One says made with pure cane sugar. One says, it's got a big old bottle cap, the SJ, and then we have the BOOM logo.
Your choice.
Your choice. We're going to be having a new one soon. I know, it's going to be orange your brains out shirt.
Yep.
We're working on it.
We keep our promises.
Yeah, we've not kept several promises.
That's true. We choose what promises we want to keep.
When they're convenient, we occasionally keep certain promises. We are going to do the root beer taste test, though.
That's true.
I don't know when, but we will.
We'll need a camera person for that, maybe.
Think so? Maybe Mark B can help us out. Anyway, so do one of those cool things, and that's all I got.
Yep, I have nothing either.
Do you have at least an amusing tagline to get us out of here?
We will see you, or we will, I almost did it. We will be in your homes again next week for more of the Popcast. That was pretty good.
We're going to say at the end of every one, that's not even catchy.
I don't have a good outro.
All I can think of is thanks, Earth, Thirth, but that's stealing from something.
Yeah, correct.
We'll work on it.
Keep popping.
Keep it popping?
Keep popping.
Keep popping.
Keep popping, Earth.
That's horrible.